You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brabelcamp Show.
What blockhead sitting in a pumpkin patch in the middle of the night?
You've missed trick-or-treat, and now you're going to miss the Halloween party.
What a way to spend Halloween.
You haven't missed anything if you're just tuning in to KGYM. As a matter of fact, even if you've been listening, 366-1600, the Hurtin and Stocker text line. Great show for you today. Welcome in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn coming your way on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across Eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym frequency. Kyle Mann, our producer on the other side of the glass, he's ready to hand out some tricks and or treats today. We've got some Kirk Ferentz audio for you from Iowa City, as well as some players from earlier today. Iowa gearing up for Ohio State this weekend at Kinnick Stadium. Coming up tonight at 6 o'clock, not only are we going to talk with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com, but the first college football playoff poll will be released. Will the Iowa State Cyclones be in the initial top 15? That's not all we've got for you today, though. How about a chat with a very well-known former NFL standout, Billy White Shoes Johnson. He's going to join us at 5:30 today. John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeyes is going to stop by, as we'll chat Hawkeyes and more with him at 4:30. And yes, the guest of honor himself will be in the studio at 6:30 tonight. Here's what's going on. It is Halloween, our second annual Halloween celebration here at KGYM. And we've got a very special friend of ours on the front lawn of the KGYM studios right now, Juan, ready to hand out some circus peanuts and some other things that we have in store for the kiddos tonight. If you swing by the station between the hours of, let's say, what did I tell him? 5 to 6:30?
5 to 6:30 was what you told him.
Let's make it 4:30 to 6:30. So he's out there right now, maybe, jogging in place, trying to stay warm. I don't know what it is. He's not dressed very warm. But if you've got the kids out and about tonight, or even if it's just you and you want to stop by and pilfer some stuff from us, feel free. We're at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids, Southwest Avenue. If you've never been by the KGYM studios before, just off of Wilson Avenue, not too far from the Crandick Railroad tracks. And we have Circus Peanuts, which were the winner of the 2017 Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. Thank you very much, Chris Earle from TV9. Those were not only a pain in the rear end to find, but they were very expensive. And I am making the assumption here that I spent about 70% of KGYM's non-high school sports budget just on circus peanuts today. As a matter of fact, I wanted them at their maximum freshness. I bought them this morning. I went to, as I mentioned last night, Menards, because it's the only place that I knew would have them. And I bought roughly 85% of the, which is great because they got the 11% rebate going on right now. So I'm going to get a little kickback here coming my way. But the lady cashing out said, you're giving away circus peanuts tonight? And I said, it's best to not ask questions that you don't want the answer to. Just ring me up and give me the $36 worth of circus peanuts that were purchased.
$36.
And so, here's the deal. Here's the deal. As we got our friend Josh on the outside looking in here, he's here for Desco. We do Desco treating every day here at the, not every day, on Halloween, every Halloween here at the office where people come around, and Kyle's brother Josh is here. And hello, Josh, how are you? So here's the deal. If you come by the studio tonight and you bring the kids, because this is a full-sized bag of circus peanuts, we're limiting you to one. We're asking you to please only take one bag of circus peanuts. But I have told Juan everything else is up for grabs, except for the radio on the table. Please don't take that. What we have for you today, outside with Juan, in addition to the circus peanuts, some delicious Dr. Pepper products, courtesy of our friend Steve Carter from down the hill at Dr. Pepper. So not only can you get some circus peanuts, but you can also stay hydrated. Very, very important. We have, just in case the circus peanuts run out, because they are first come, first serve, we have for you some raisins. Alex, in honor of you, we have some Werther's Original. We have some Crystal Light packets that you can put into bottles of water, shake it up, and you've got a delicious beverage. And we also have, and I let Mark Dukes leave without giving him, we have a very limited supply of salted nut rolls, which are a delicious candy nonetheless. We also have about 28 random Major League Baseball hats. I think every team except for the Cubs and maybe the Cardinals are out there. So if you're a fan of, say, the Milwaukee Brewers or the Oakland Athletics, you can come by and get a hat. I don't care. They're just sitting in the office. I want them out of my office, and they're out there. Also, as a special treat, we have a not-so-limited supply of my former co-host's baseball card collection, which was left behind when he left the station. And instead of throwing them out, I thought, you know what? We're going to give them away, because what kid doesn't like getting baseball cards on Halloween? Not only is that, it's Game 6 of the World Series tonight. These are, I believe, if I looked at them correctly earlier today before taking them out to Juan, 1992 Topps baseball cards. And you bring the kiddos by the station tonight, not only are they going to get circus peanuts and some Dr. Pepper and maybe a baseball hat, but they're also going to get a Spike Owen baseball card, or maybe even a Nelson Santavania.
So I'm going to tell you,
Alex, what are you wearing, by the way?
First of all, I'm dressed as Michael Squint's Palidorus from The Sandlot. Backwards.
Why?
Hat.
I get, it's Halloween. I get that.
Because
you're angling for something
to
try to get something for free, right?
Well, let's just say that there's a restaurant that I really like that's offering discounted lunch if you wear a costume.
Lots of places are doing that today.
So
I got my costume.
I got my discounted lunch, and it's still on. But I have some news to share with you.
You have news for me.
And I think part of it you're going to like.
Oh, God, the show's canceled.
No, okay. No. Well, first of all, we'll start with the good news.
It's Kyle and Juan in the afternoon from now on. Okay, well, I can live with that. Next year, it's going to be me on the lawn handing out candy on Juan's show.
First of all, we have the good news is the first visitor for Halloween is officially in the books. Riley showed up just before the show started. And Juan was out there.
Okay.
And Juan hooked Riley up with some treats.
Did he text you?
He did.
Okay.
He did. The bad news, this isn't bad news, and this is, you're going to think that this is me going behind your back.
He stole the circus peanuts.
No, but do you know how we do desk of treating and I left out some candy?
Yes.
None of it got eaten. So I have also put that out to
take.
Because I don't want all that candy.
Juan, if you're listening, the good candy does not get given out. That's not the point. What was it? Butterfingers?
Butterfinger, Snickers, Peanut Butter Squared, and Werther's Originals.
Oh, I already had Werther's Originals.
Well, I guess we can get...
So you're saying that if people bring the kids by tonight, instead of following the protocol here of random things that may not be great treats, they may also take some good treats.
I'm saying that they can go through an all-you-can-eat buffet of good treats and really fill their kids' candy bags on a really cold night where they might not want to go trick-or-treating at a bunch of different places. This is your one-stop shop for trick-or-treating on Halloween.
1110 26th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the KGYM Studios, Halloween. He's going to be here in the studio with us tonight at 6:30. You'll hear from Kirk Ferentz coming up on Coach's Cuts at 5:30 today, about 5:20. We'll get to that, courtesy of Network Computer Solutions. He spoke a lot about Ohio State today and quite a bit about his son, Brian Ferentz, who got called into the principal's office today. He's got to sit down and meet with Gary Barta, because if you recall, when Brian Ferentz was originally hired 6 years ago, he cannot report directly to his father because of the nepotism rules at the University of Iowa. So Gary Barta is technically his direct boss, even though, as Kirk reminded everybody today, not so subtly, he is still the head football coach at the University of Iowa. So you got to jump through some hoops when you hire your son to first be an assistant coach and now to be an offensive coordinator. There's still a little bit of murkiness here as to whether or not what Brian did on Saturday is going to come back and cause Iowa some trouble. But Kirk Ferentz basically said, do we have Kirk talking about, he basically says, look, he's not too happy about what Brian did, and he's going to meet with Gary Barta. The Big Ten may be involved because obviously they're not taking too kindly or won't take too kindly to the fact that it was a Big Ten replay official that was on the other end of the verbal tirade. And here's Kirk Ferentz addressing the situation he hopes for the final time this afternoon in Iowa City.
And just take 1 second to kind of close the loop on the incident that took place at up in the press box the other day. It was a really unprofessional act, all right, by Brian. And we've had discussions, as you might well imagine, several discussions about it. Our athletic director, Gary Barta, will visit with Brian later on today. But the bottom line is what was done up there was inappropriate, and it's got to stop. It's just not acceptable. And I think Brian's fully aware of that. So with that being said, you know, we're moving on, and our focus right now is on Ohio State. So I'll throw it out to questions.
And here's this is Kirk going a little bit more in depth on this. I forgot that we circled back around to it in the news conference. This is Kirk Ferentz talking about the possible Big Ten disciplinary action.
Was there any kind of any discussion at all about discipline for Brian, whether that's a suspension or anything, or is that ongoing, depending on his meeting with Gary Barta?
I think Gary will meet with him, and then certainly the Big Ten, you know, will file a report to get back to them. Gary's had communication with them, and I think whatever anybody feels is appropriate, that's what we'll abide by, certainly.
So Kirk, earlier today, basically saying he's had enough of this. He had the disappointed dad chat with Brian Ferentz. Brian goes into the principal's office today. He had not had that meeting as of 2:15, 2:30 when we left the Iowa football complex. He's going to talk with Gary Barta. He may get suspended. There may be some fine. Who knows what the punishment. There may not be any punishment. And then we'll see what happens with the Big Ten. That's not the only news today. That's the football news, but basketball news, almost as an aside, after the news conference was over and people are starting to leave, Matt Weitzel, who's the sports information director for the men's basketball program, said, oh, by the way, Connor McCaffrey is going to play this year. He's not going to redshirt. And Iowa's not putting a release out on it or anything, but we talked about it yesterday. I talked with Connor on Friday after the William Jewell exhibition game. It was pretty clear at that point after Christian Williams left the program that they were sorely lacking at the backup point guard position. The original plan was for Connor to redshirt. He was going to walk on with the basketball team and redshirt. Then he was going to play baseball. And the only thing we don't know right now is what his status is with the Iowa baseball team. Matt Weitzel did not say anything about that today. Basically said nothing to his knowledge had been finalized there. So we'll see what Rick Heller and the staff decide to do and what Connor McCaffrey decides to do. But he's not going to redshirt. He's going to play, and we'll know, I guess, moving forward how much. He's not going to play a ton. Nobody is at the point because Jordan Bohannon is averaging 36-plus minutes as a freshman, and I don't foresee those minutes going down this year. So, but they are going to need a backup point guard just in case the unforeseeable happens. 319-366-1600. Should Brian Ferentz face any further disciplinary action for the incident in the Kinnick Stadium press box on Saturday night? 366-1600. That's not what anybody wants to talk about, though, today on the Hertine and Stocker text line. And speaking of Hertine and Stocker, we've got another watch to give away today. They would not let me put the watch out on the table with all of the goodies for people who drive by. But sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight, you're going to get a watch courtesy of Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. Why? Well, it's time to fall back. Saturday night / Sunday morning, 2 a.m. Sunday morning is the official time of, I believe we're going back to standard time, right? We fall back to standard and then we spring ahead to daylight savings. So remember to set those clocks back. You're going to get an extra hour of sleep this weekend. But we do this every year, twice a year. Hertine and Stocker hooks us up with some watches. It's first come, first serve. So if you were yesterday's winner, but you don't get into the building to pick your watch out until Friday, you're going to get what's left. So if you win today or if you won yesterday, try to make it here to KGYM to select which watch you would like. But again, that's coming up sometime before 7 o'clock tonight. A couple people on the text line are enjoying the fact that crystal light packets are included. They said it's not the worst Halloween treat, but it's pretty close. And speaking of, do I want to go down this road? Do you know what road I'm going to go down?
I don't know which road you're speaking of.
I think you do. I think you do. The tournament of bad Halloween treats was done by another radio station
yeah.
today.
You need to go down this road. This is a road that we've been down, but I woke up this morning and this was the most shocking.
Going down the only road I've ever known.
The most shocking revelation that
I've
seen. You
sound like Chris Harrison on The Bachelor. This is the most shocking thing we've ever seen at KGYM, but
I just woke up and I saw this on Twitter.
Not only that.
And I knew that this was not going to end well.
Not only that, but it was also presented in a bracketed style. And
the name was barely even changed.
I was fine with it, and I was listening to said radio station, and then the producer for said radio station got on the air, and he said, "I have voted in the poll, by the way, and that's a great idea."
That was. What was
that
the
was
response
a candy,
to that?
That was a candy corn arrow right through my heart. Because it was a great idea. We've been doing that here since the Balbinot and Brommel camp days. But it's, you know what? I'm a proud father at this point. And that's how I'm going to choose to look at this. And that's why I'm announcing that as of this year, the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats is dead. Because it's no longer unique to KGYM. And we're not doing it ever again. So congratulations, get the breaking news. Congratulations to Circus Peanuts, the final champion in the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. But because the tournament has been corrupted and because other places are doing it now, we're not going to do it again, ever again. So the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats is dead. And next Halloween, we'll come up with something else to try to kill 2 or 3 days of programming and hope that no one notices that I'm just being lazy. 319-366-1600. It's dead. It's not coming back. There's no amount of fan fiction or writing to the network, which there is no network here, but you can write to the bosses all you want, campaign for it. It's like when Arrested Development guy, people are trying to bring Arrested Development and Family Guy back and all of that. No, we're dead. So enjoy your candy corn, enjoy your circus peanuts, and enjoy what was a pretty good run here with the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. But it's dead, and we're moving on.
Is Halloween going to live on?
Something we should have probably done. Well, I guess it depends on if there's anybody in Tennessee named Juan.
Is there a producer named John? Hollow John?
No, don't give any ideas, man. Don't give any ideas. Oh, now I'm going to have to deal with that later tonight, I'm sure. 424-319-366-1600. That is the... You know what? This started, by the way, with a really bad idea. And you can say that the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats was a bad idea, but it wasn't as bad as the original idea because the very first bracketed basketball tournament-style thing that I ever did on this radio station was just a god-awful Tournament of Thanksgiving dinner. And so we tried to bracket out, and I say we, it was Balbinot and Brommel camp, and it was a day where I'm sure Brent wasn't here because he never would have gone for such antics. But it was like turkey was the one seed and gravy was going up against mashed potatoes because you can't have mashed potatoes without gravy, right? But they were in the bracket and it was something that I just cooked up at the last minute, the first November we were on the air.
Those are usually the best ideas.
And it was a tremendous flop.
Okay.
And then 11 months later, I decided, okay, I guess it's been long enough. We're going to do a bracket thing again. And it came down to bad Halloween candy. And because everybody, if you looked around, a lot of people do what's your favorite Halloween candy. And nobody was doing what's the worst candy you can possibly give out. And so we did it. And I think the first year, I actually went back today and I looked. There were, it was popcorn balls, bags of pennies, Good and Plenty, and I can't remember what the fourth is, but there are people out there, longtime listeners, that would probably remember better than I do. And then it just sort of took off from there. So out of a very bad idea was born a not so bad, but really not that great idea. And then, as with any not so bad, but not so great idea, it probably lived on for about four seasons too long. And that's why, much like House of Cards, I am stepping in today and I am halting production on any further episodes of the Tournament of Banned Halloween Treats.
But won't you feel a little bit weird when other stations are doing it? And it was your idea?
I should have trademarked it. But, I mean, look.
Is it too late to do that?
It's, there's no such thing as intellectual property in the radio world. And I do feel a little bit like a proud father. And I guess that's how I have to choose to look at this. Because if I look at it any other way, it's just going to eat me up. And my cold black heart is just going to shrivel up and I'm going to die. It's very apropos for Halloween, right? 366-1600. So you're Smalls? Is that who you are?
Squints.
Squints, Smalls.
It's too easy.
What's the difference?
My old
heart
Rosen.
Is broken, and I'm not.
The text line is very upset.
What are they upset about? There's nothing to be upset about. It's a happy day.
8452, Todd, you already know he's going to steal it, but you have to keep the Festivus episode.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. All right. It's time to get Dan Fielding involved, the KGYM station attorney. We're going to have to draft a letter, and we're going to have to get out in front of this one because we didn't with the Tournament of Bad Treats, and it wound up the chickens came home to roost, and they ain't laying Cadbury eggs. 427, Kyle's going to join us momentarily. He's got your first Midwest One Bank big board up. Which texter was that?
Be 8452.
8452, you know what? You saved my bacon tonight. If you stop by the station, Juan is going to give you two bags of circus peanuts. Juan, if you're out there, you got that? 8452. Make sure they show you the phone and prove that that's their phone number. 1110 26th Avenue Southwest. It is Hallow Juan from now until 6:30 tonight. Bring the kids. I almost bought dog treats because sometimes people bring the dogs trick-or-treating. And then I thought, if Juan accidentally gave out a dog treat and then a kid got sick, and I don't want that on my hands. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Conventional wisdom may tell you that a local community bank doesn't have the resources to keep up with the big banks. That's not true at Midwest One Bank. From mobile banking to text alerts to pop money person-to-person payments, Midwest One can meet your needs. Enjoy the convenience of opening your account online at MidwestOne.com and the peace of mind knowing you can speak with a banker at a local Midwest One Bank whenever you need them. It's high tech and high touch at Midwest One, where you're the one. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Hopefully the Circus Peanuts wrapper can soak up your tears. Well, the joke is on you because it's cellophane wrapper. The tears are just going to wipe right off. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. I understand not everybody likes what we do here, but for those of you that do, God bless you, and stop by the station tonight and get yourself some Circus Peanuts. Kyle, do you like Circus Peanuts?
I don't.
Okay, well, we're going to have Juan save you a bag then. Kyle's got your first Midwest One Bank big board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz spoke with the media today in Iowa City. He addressed the situation that occurred with assistant Brian Ferentz in the press box on Saturday and says that Brian will meet with athletic director Gary Barta today and that the issue has also been communicated with the Big Ten, though no discipline has been announced. He also mentioned that safety Brandon Snyder won't play this weekend, and it was also announced at the end of the presser that, yes, Connor McCaffrey will officially pull his red shirt and play basketball this season. Things are starting to get rolling for the Iowa Wrestling Program. The National Wrestling Coaches Association released their poll today and ranked the Hawkeyes number 7, and this week they'll be hosting the Wrestle-Offs from Thursday through Saturday at the Dan Gable Wrestling Complex inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. Matches will begin at 3:30 on Thursday and Friday, and 10 finals matches will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Admission for this event is free, and if you need to get tickets for regular season matches, tickets open to the general public beginning tomorrow. You'll also be able to purchase tickets for the United World Wrestling World Cup, which Iowa will host in early April. The Gazette published the All-Metro teams from this year's football season today. Xavier led with 5 first-team selections, while Kennedy, Marion, and Prairie each had 4. Prairie running back Keegan Simmons was named Player of the Year after rushing for a school-record 1,800 yards and 25 touchdowns. Tonight after the show, this could be the clincher for the Astros on the road in Los Angeles. It's Game 6 of the World Series with Rich Hill and Justin Verlander on the mound. First pitch set for 7:20, and we'll have it on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
Did I mention the raisins? We've got raisins out there, too. They're Loretta's favorite at the front desk. Stop on by tonight. John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye is going to be with us next. We'll talk a little Hawkeye football and basketball with him. And the Iowa baseball program letting me know that Connor McCaffrey is going to join the team at the conclusion of the men's basketball season. They will make a redshirt decision at that time. So he's going to play basketball once the season's over in March. He'll join up with the baseball team, and then they'll figure out the redshirt situation. Don't you love it when people are listening to the show? Back with more after this.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with 3 key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-204-6179. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-204-6179. 1-800-204-6179. 1-800-204-6179.
Will Houston win their first World Series title?
The two best teams in baseball duking it out. Nobody's going to back down.
Game 6, today at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Presented by AutoZone. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi with what you need to know. The Astros only one victory away from their first World Series title ever. They'll seek that win tonight in Game 6 at the Dodgers. Justin Verlander and Rich Hill. Houston will likely ride Verlander as long as possible, believes ESPN's Chris Singleton.
Justin Verlander is going to try to finish what he starts. He did that in Game 2 of the American League Championship Series against the Yankees. And with everything on the line, with what we continue to see out of the Astros bullpen, wouldn't be surprised if he put this team on his back to try to go the distance.
Game 6, 7 Eastern, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. On this NFL trade deadline day, Panthers traded receiver Kelvin Benjamin to the Bills for 3rd and 7th round picks. The Dolphins dealt running back Jay Ajayi to the Eagles for a 4th rounder because they believe his most productive games are behind him. Patriots coach Bill Belichick explained the reason they traded Jimmy Garoppolo to San Francisco was because their quarterback situation is just not sustainable. Quarterback Brian Hoyer has been released by the 49ers and is expected to sign with the Patriots.
See for yourself why buying a business trip at Upside.com is a triple win. Use code BAMANI and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com when you buy your next business trip at Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Are you ready for a place to call home instead of just another job? Family-owned Midwest Metal Products might be just what you're looking for. They're a small company with big opportunities, and they've been very good to their employees for over 50 years. See a video tour at MidwestMetalProducts.biz to find out if it's a place you'd like to call home. They have second shift openings now and provide on-the-job training. Midwest Metal Products in Cedar Rapids is an equal employment opportunity employer. Non-tobacco users only. Drug screen and physical required.
Begin the countdown to the 2018 Corridor Classic Tour de Cure Friday from 11 to 2 at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, 15 minutes south of Iowa City, or go to diabetes.org/Corridor Classic.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-204-6179. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-204-6179. 1-800-204-6179. 1-800-204-6179.
At Progressive, we think your custom cupcake shop is first class. Yeah, your cupcakes were first class from your first day of cupcake class right up till you graduated. First in your class. And a first class, first in class top brass like yourself deserves Progressive Business Insurance. With over 30 business and vehicle options, you'll feel like you and your cupcakes are flying. First class. So move your center of mass to progressivecommercial.com real fast. Now you're cooking with gas. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then, you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
4:37, welcome back in. No, we didn't have the rejoin. We didn't play the rejoin. Have we played the rejoin at all today? Am I doing all of this? Is this real life right now? That's what I want to know. By the way, before we move on here, before anything else goes completely off the rails, you have been getting texts from Juan on the front lawn. And by the way, it is WON, and I'm going to explain why that needs to be pointed out in just a second. We had somebody stop by and bring Juan some fan art, some Happy Halloween fan art, and I've never seen anybody. I think we made his entire year.
I think so, too.
Okay, he lives for today. Last year, we asked him to do this, and he was like, yeah, sure, and then he loved it. And he came in here, and he made it his own. He owned it. He actually took a little bit more credit for it than I was comfortable with him taking, but
I mean,
that's awesome.
It is his holiday.
We love Juan. And so this year, he's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. We're going to do it again. Juan has been texting you updates from the front lawn of the KGYM studios. And we had Pete and Anastasia stop by, and they are repeat trick-or-treaters.
That's correct. So we're getting detailed explanations and detailed...
Give me another example.
Well, the first person that came in, a guy already stopped by. His name was Riley. He said he wasn't able to stop by last year, which is why he had to today. And also Juan alerted me that if we don't want to hand out the good treats, he will just take the candy home with him because he, in fact, is a college student. So he would love to do that.
Kool-Aid says Juan looks colder than he did last year.
Yeah.
Also. So we've got a lot of repeat people in on this. 1110 26th Avenue Southwest. Juan is going to be on the lawn until 6:30 tonight, handing out Circus Peanuts, 1992 Topps baseball cards, raisins, Crystal Light. We've got it all.
Slim Jims, right?
Slim Jims. There are also some Slim Jims out there as well.
Yum.
And anything your little heart could desire for your small child, your boy or girl, we don't discriminate here. Bring them all and have a good time here on the lawn. I have a feeling John Bonenkamp is going to be settling into the TV room to watch Game 6 of the World Series tonight. But before he does that, he's joining us today to talk a little Hawkeye football. And, John?
How are you?
You think it's going 7?
Oh, it's going 7.
Are you telling yourself that because the Astros are up 5-3-2?
No, I just think it's going seven. We're not playing in the pinball machine tonight. They're playing in that actual ballpark, and you know, every ball that's hit isn't going to go out. So I think that gives the Dodgers a pretty good chance.
I'm salty about this.
You're
very salty. So. John, in case you didn't know, is a fan of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Game 6 coming up tonight for everybody to enjoy from Chavez Ravine. Did you ever go as a Dodger for Halloween? I'm guessing you were of the Rick Monday, Ron Say, Steve Garvey era.
I might have, but I can't remember. I did go as Richard Petty one time. So, I mean, you're dating me now. This is mid-70s NASCAR. So
you mention that the next time you're around Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, because I think it could start about a 15-minute conversation with him.
I'm sure, yeah.
20 if you throw
he
in.
He knows of my love for the King and the number 43 car. So
we've
had that discussion before.
Let's talk a little. The people on the text line are either going to love today's show or they're going to hate it. And I have a feeling I know what direction they're leaning at this point through 41 minutes. Brian Ferentz got called into the principal's office today with Gary Barta. How do you think that conversation probably went down?
I think it was probably, don't let happen again what happened the other night. My thing is, and I wrote about this yesterday, was I've heard worse, I guess. When you're in that setting, and that is a public setting, there are suites up there, there are fans up there, you can't do that. And I think he'll get a lecture today, I'm sure. And Kirk said today there'd be some sort of report filed with the Big Ten. Now whatever happens after that, I don't know. But I do think there was probably a nice fatherly lecture today, I would think.
Matt in Cedar Rapids on the Hertine and Stocker text line wants you to know that he went as Davy Lopes as a young child.
And that's awesome.
I prefer to think of him as maybe 1985 Chicago Cubs Davy Lopes when he was still 49 bags when he was, 40 years old or something like that? I mean, he was great base stealer.
Yeah, he was one of the best ones,
This is not Todd and John reminisce about 70s and 80s baseball players. So, Ohio State, Kirk Ferentz said today, this is, by the way, the first time in 4 years these two teams have played. Kirk Ferentz said today that basically they've got to play their best football if they're even going to stay in this game, let alone win them. What does Iowa need to do in order to nothing is off the table here, so let's just talk. What does Iowa need to do in order to win this game?
I think it is what he said, is you have to play your best football, and that means you can't have the penalties that they had Saturday night that killed some drives. You can't have the turnovers that they had that killed a couple of drives. You're going to have to play your best football because this is one of the best teams in the country. And, so you're going to have to be flawless. And, you're going to have to force some mistakes on their end. You're going to have to get some turnovers. You're going to have to do some things. It may not be enough just to break up passes. You may have to get an interception or two. You're going to have to control the ball. You have to do a lot of the things. You have to do what Iowa football does to win, and it has to be flawless.
This offense has struggled in Big Ten play and for much of the season. So let's go back to Brian Ferentz for just a second. And a lot of people were speculating that that frustration was setting in just a little bit. Is he running out of ideas to get this offense kickstarted here late in the 2017 season?
I think so. I mean, what was really interesting was the two drives that they had for touchdowns the other day. Both came at the beginning. One came at the beginning of the game. One came at the beginning of the second half. And then the rest of the time, they were just in a quagmire. And they have got to figure out a way to run the ball. They have got to figure out a way to throw the ball. And they've got to do some of the things that have made them successful over the years. And that's just some of the things they're just not doing right now. They're not getting the short passes. They're not moving the chains. They're not controlling the ball, I guess is the best way to put it. And so for them to win on Saturday, they're going to have to control the ball. They're going to have to run the ball well. They're going to have to, they're going to have to do the things that they've done in the past. If they're leading in time of possession at the end of the third quarter, they're probably in this game. But if Ohio State's in charge and has the, some of the time of possession differences that you've seen here in the last few weeks with Iowa, this game could get out of hand.
John Bonenkamp joining us from the Burlington Hawkeye. Let's talk a little bit about Nate Stanley at this point. What have you seen from him at this point in the season as far as his development goes? Because I think most of us would agree he's progressed. He still makes some mistakes, but it looks like Iowa probably has a keeper there.
Yeah, I've thought that really from the beginning, and I thought it really after the Iowa State game with the way he played and the way that he led them, you know, just continued to lead them on long drives. You can see that there is progress there, and you know, you go back to the touchdown pass in the second half to Noah Fant, and you look at the way he threw that ball, and you know, finally a long pass, and it was perfect. You couldn't have asked for a better pass. And so, I mean, to me, that's a sign that this is a player, this is a quarterback that is growing up, that is growing into the role that he has with this offense. And now the key is going to be how can some of those parts that they have, how can Nick Easley and the tight ends and Matt Vandenberg and Akram Wadley, and how can you mix in all of those guys and make this an offense that can control the ball and move the ball down the field? And I think you're going to see more and more of that as the year goes on. Because, like I said, and the players talk about this too, he's very effective at leading this team. He has done a really good job, and I think he's really progressed a lot farther than what I think a lot of people thought he might be at this time of year.
John, moving to the defensive side of the football for just a second. Coming into the year, we were talking about the secondary and the cornerbacks, and Manny Rigumba was the name that came up. Josh Jackson, we had seen him in somewhat of a limited role, but this year he's been outstanding. He's gone from kind of being the second guy in the defensive backfield to starting to hear the first round draft pick rumblings. Has he been the most pleasant surprise for this team this year?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, there were some questions in that secondary, and you weren't quite sure how that all was going to fit. And you know, you look at the way he plays the ball, and you look at just look at the things he does on defense. And I mean, this is a player that has really stepped up for them. And you know, if you talk about defensive players, Josie Jewell is number one in my mind on the guy who's got to be out there. Josh Jackson is number two. You know, he has been so good in that position, and he really has grown. You know, somebody asked him today, are you surprised people are still, you know, you've got all these pass breakups, but that means they're still throwing your way. You know, has that kind of surprised you? And he's just like, fine, keep throwing the ball my way. And so, I mean, he's a really confident player. He's really good right now at that position. And that's something they really needed at the back end of that defense.
What's the best case scenario for Iowa football the next 14 days, the next 2 weeks?
You've got to go to Wisconsin, and that's not going to be easy. And I think after those 2 weeks, if they win both, this is huge. If they split, it's still pretty good. If they lose two, you know, you're still in position to get to a bowl game, but you're going to wish that you would have gotten one of the two. So I think, you know, realistically, if they get a split, that's a really good thing. But if they can find some way to get Saturday and then go to Wisconsin and win there, that's a sign of how much, you know, does this team might really kind of do a couple of good things here in the last few weeks and get a good bowl game. But, I mean, I really think for their mood and everything, I think they got to get one of those two.
John, real quick, basketball before we let you go. What are the realistic expectations for Connor McCaffrey this year?
I think you want him to step into that backup point guard role, and I think you want him to be – you know, you're going to get some more scoring out of him than you might have gotten from Christian Williams, but he's going to have to also be really good defensively. And so, I mean, I think he's got to be a guy that's going to give you 10 good minutes a night. And if he can give you even more than that, and you could kind of do some different things with Jordan Bohanna, great. But I think you just really want to get good minutes out of him. And, you know, obviously he's played well if they're going to take, you know, if they're not going to redshirt him and play him. I mean, I know they need that position, but, you know, the fact that they're taking redshirt says that they think he's ready to play.
All right,
so
John.
I think this is, you know, you just need good minutes out of him, I think.
John, we appreciate it as always, and I really do hope there's a Game 7 tonight because it's been a fantastic World Series. So I'm not going to say who I hope wins Game 7 because I don't know if that would please you or not, but we'll see you Saturday at the we'll see you Thursday probably, right, for the Belmont Abbey basketball game?
Oh, yes, I'll be there.
All right. Franderloin's on me. John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye. Joining us, talking a little Hawkeye football and basketball, and we were warned about this. I'm a little nervous. This may be.
Did we commit a crime? FCC violation.
It's never. It's me. We have a presidential address. Is this what this is?
This is presidential.
Okay.
Promotions, contests, imaging, topics, cute witticisms, and the like heard on this station and WNML in Knoxville, Tennessee, are copyrighted 2017 by KZIA Incorporated, an Iowa corporation, DBA KGYM, The Gym, ESPN Radio, ESPN Sports Radio, formerly KCRG Radio, The Bertram Jammer, Pablo Con y Dos Zapatos, Scott Unesh, Mark Dukes, Todd Brummelkamp, and Chuck Kuhn. Hear it here today, tomorrow in Tennessee. Go Vols.
Oh, it's a presidential address from the one and only Robert King Norton Jr. Esquire, president of KZIA Incorporated. So there it is. And I don't know whether he consulted with a station attorney, Dan Fielding, on that or not, but I believe, sir, you are entitled to one donut, which is my contribution today to the Desco Treating. There were so many awesome treats for Desco Treating every year.
It's amazing.
There were Twinkies that were dipped in white chocolate that were made to look like mummies, and there were Ho-Hos that were made to look like Frankenstein, and then I brought in a box of donuts.
But
and you brought in
gourmet
just,
donuts.
You brought in just a big bag of candy.
You put me to shame.
Yeah. The sports guys in the office probably need to step our games up. And speaking of stepping your game up, how about checking out lowtusa.com, especially if you get into a post-holiday rut. You start packing on some extra pounds, and maybe you realize that that belly fat's not going away, and you start wondering what's causing that belly fat. Well, part of it is just getting older, and when guys age, their bodies change. And not only do their bodies change, but their chemical balance changes inside their body as well. Things like testosterone, which is in all guys, well, that level starts to dip a little bit. And what would you do if your car was low on oil, right? Well, you'd probably run to the auto parts store and pick up some Pennzoil or something. Well, what do you do when your body's running low on testosterone? It's not necessarily as simple as just going to the store and picking up a quart of testosterone. Well, Mantality is a new local men's health clinic located at 595 Ashley Court in North Liberty, and they can actually help you with low testosterone if you're suffering from it. The website is lowtusa.com. I say suffering. You probably wouldn't even know if you had low testosterone, but I'm guessing, according to the research, a number of guys listening to the show right now probably are and don't even know it. Mantality can help you get back on the right track, and they can do so through your insurance. Covered by insurance, you're dealing with board-certified physicians. This is a guy's health clinic. It's not your typical trip to the doctor's office, okay? No six-month-old copy of Red Book or Good Housekeeping laying. No, no, no. It's a trip to a guy's. It's like the man cave, except you're going technically to the doctor's office. LowTUSA.com. More details available for you there. Check them out in person. Again, 595 Ashley Court in North Liberty, Mantality. And that's going to do it for another segment here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We'll step aside and take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll try to recover from having the boss come into the studio with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Back with more after this.
Along with the crunch of leaves underfoot and the scent of smoke wisping from the chimneys, fall brings with it a sense of tradition. The certain sound of chattering children in costume on Halloween, or the gathering round the table for a magnificent turkey dinner. There are things you can count on year after year. That's what fall means to the Dickens family. Since the 1940s, they've run Hertin and Stocker as a family business, true to the classic fine jewelry store. Though it may be surprising in these modern times, they still offer a layaway program. Put down some money and pay each month until you're ready to take your piece home. Of course, it's interest-free. During the fall, as you enjoy your family's traditions and begin holiday shopping, walk by and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
On every job site, the formula is the same. Less downtime equals more profit. Reduce that downtime with top-notch machinery from Star Equipment, like the JLG 1930 ES electric scissor lift, with more of what you need for every job. More duty cycles to keep you on the job longer. More versatility to work in a wide variety of environments with cleaner, quieter operation. And more features and productivity-enhancing tools. Rent or buy from Star Equipment and improve your job site profits. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
The Todd Bravo Camp Show, right here on KGYM.
5899 on the Hertin and Stocker text line says, thanks for the circus peanuts. They are my father-in-law's favorite. And here's the best part about the circus peanuts, and I do believe we're going to be checking in with Juan coming up in about 10 minutes. I took KGYM stickers and covered up the nutritional information on all of the circus peanuts so that you don't or your kids don't have to worry about whether or not they're healthy for you. So just close your eyes and pretend that you're eating kale or something and you're not worrying about it. And the best part is, I believe, and this is not a board-certified physician speaking here or anything, but I believe if you have a peanut allergy, circus peanuts are actually okay for you to eat as long as they're not produced in a facility that works with nuts, right?
Yes,
so there you go.
Look
at how inclusive we are here at KGYM, by handing out the circus peanuts during the final ever tournament of bad Halloween treats. It would be as if the NCAA tournament was never played again after last April.
So the boss coming in and making that speech didn't make you reconsider having the tournament of Halloween, bad Halloween treats again?
And no? Look, people on the text line are like, do the good candy. There are probably 80 radio stations that do the turn. What's the best candy to give out? Is it Snickers? I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like other radio stations. And that's not necessarily a good thing, because there are some other radio stations that do professional programs. But I don't want to, and this, it spreads, and then everybody's doing it, and then somebody would hear us doing it, and they go, well, they're just doing what everybody else is doing. No. That was a... Yeah, we're overdue. Like I said, sometimes professional programming wins out, like a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Here's Kyle Mann.
Kirk Ferentz spoke with the media today in Iowa City. He addressed the situation that occurred with assistant Brian Ferentz in the press box on Saturday and says that Brian will meet with athletic director Gary Barta today and that the issue has also been communicated with the Big Ten, though no discipline has been announced. He also mentioned that safety Brandon Snyder won't be playing this weekend. And it was announced at the end of the presser that, yes, Connor McCaffrey will officially pull his red shirt and play basketball this season. Things are starting to get rolling for the Iowa wrestling program. The National Wrestling Coaches Association released their poll today and ranked the Hawkeyes number 7. And this week, they'll be hosting the 2017 Wrestle-Offs from Thursday through Saturday at the Dan Gable Wrestling Complex inside Carver Hawkeye. Matches will begin at 3:30 on Thursday and Friday, and 10 finals matches will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Admission for this event is free, and if you need to get tickets for regular season matches, tickets open to the general public beginning tomorrow. You'll also be able to purchase tickets for the United World Wrestling World Cup, which Iowa will host in early April. The Gazette published the All-Metro teams from this year's football season today. Xavier led with 5 first-team selections, while Kennedy, Marion, and Prairie each had 4. Prairie running back Keegan Simmons was named the Player of the Year after running for a school record 1,800 yards and 25 touchdowns. Tonight after the show, it's Game 6 of the World Series. Rich Hill and Justin Verlander. That's at 7:20 on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
Scott Unash was kind enough to bring us a witch's hat, but it just looks like a Keebler cookie with the Hershey's Kiss on it and some frosting. Real nice work.
Give away the secrets.
Real nice work there, Scott. We're going to check in with Juan on the front lawn of the KGYM studio. Hello, Juan, going on, and we'll do that when we return after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. In Game 6 of the World Series, Justin Turner's back at third base and hitting third in the Dodgers' starting lineup against the Astros. Houston's moved catcher Brian McCann from 9th to 6th. Right fielder Josh Reddick, 6th to 9th. Justin Verlander gets the start against Rich Hill. With the Dodgers down 3-2 and their bullpen struggling, manager Dave Roberts has some tough decisions ahead tonight, says ESPN's Eduardo Perez.
I don't think they'll go to a Brendan Morrow. I don't think you'll see a Kenley Jansen going more than one inning this time. You're going to have to allow your starter to go deeper into the ballgame in order to get the bullpen at least less work done.
Coverage at the top of the hour on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. On this NFL trade deadline day, Panthers traded receiver Kelvin Benjamin to the Bills for 3rd and 7th round picks. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Browns failed to notify the NFL by the deadline of an agreed trade that would have sent QB A.J. McCarron to Cleveland and 2 undisclosed draft picks to Cincinnati.